This is the Sean Salisbury Show, brought to you by Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today.
You can't handle the truth.
Follow the show on Twitter at @SSalisbury Show.
Hold that thought.
From the Quicken Loans studios in Houston, with the bench warmers, here's Sean Salisbury.
All right, radio crowd, you stay right where you are. We're here till 8 o'clock in the East. TV, 5 to 7, BN Sports. You can find it all over your cable dial, DirecTV and Xfinity and Comcast. We can go down the list. You guys know where to find it. BN's huge. And we're grateful to be here. Day 5 in our first week. Adam Sager, along with the Pale Prodigy, Brian Barrett, Robin Carlin. And we welcome into the studio now. And I love starting a show like this because we hit right into baseball and do a guy whose dad was a decent pitcher. And who you are running the Texas Rangers as the president of the Texas Rangers, the Houston. See, I shouldn't have said that. See,
three,
okay, yeah, there you did.
Right,
Pops, because his Pops picks for Texas when I was there.
That's a rivalry shot.
Yeah, the big time, and a rivalry that they're trying to fix. Reed Ryan, the president of the Houston Astros, joins us here on BN Sports on the Sean Salisbury Show. Welcome in, my man, and it's a really good start. Slow bats early, but they're starting to get into rhythm now.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's been a good last week. Here we are, you know, a couple weeks in, and we have the best record in baseball, getting ready to play again tonight. Every series of the year, we've been in every game, sitting 11-5. I mean, what's not to like right now early in the year?
What kind of influence does your dad have on you in baseball right now? I mean, how often do you guys discuss day-to-day operations?
So my dad works with the Astros. He's
I know
been with
that.
Us for the last couple years. And really, his role is sort of sage, mentor. He was here this week for a couple of the games, and you know, he'll talk to the guys in the clubhouse, visit with Brent Strom, our pitching coach, A.J. Hinch, and you know, him have a great relationship, our manager, and then Jeff Luna, our GM. And so he's just around to help us. We've used him with everything from talking to the pitchers in spring training to going on sales calls with our sales team. So we've kind of used him wherever he'll say yes.
What is, when you put this lineup together, and many of us feel from 1 to 9 it's as good as there is, hitting lineup every day, how good can they be?
Well, first off, our GM, Jeff Luno, he really made the moves early. He went out this year, and a lot of folks were waiting to see what was going to happen with the CBA. We were negotiating our collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association. And Jeff moved really quick and was able to bring in Beltran and go out and sign Reddick, make the trade for McCann, and get in some guys that really, you know,
some cagey veterans.
Juiced up our offense. Older guys to go with this young core we had. And then we picked up Aoki from the Mariners, who was on waivers. And so all of a sudden you look up, and we were a team a couple years ago. It was kind of feast or famine. We struck out a lot, but we hit a lot of home runs. And now we've really smoothed those strikeouts out. And we can beat you a lot of different ways. Long ball, we can bunt, we can run. We've got guys that hit for average. You throw Bregman in there with Correa and Altuve, Springer. I mean, you start looking at our lineup, we've got all kinds of ways we can go with this thing, really 1 through 9.
Yeah, real quick, Brian, I know you have something to say. With that, you mentioned the small ball. How important would you – I mean, it's got to be great for you and Jeff to see and the AJ to see that this team just doesn't have a live or die by the long ball.
No, I mean, it gives us depth. We've not had that, and we have flexibility. So, you know, you've seen – our guys switch around in the lineup. Bregman was hitting two. Now he's moved back in. Reddick's been up there. We really have three shortstops, and Correa, Bregman, and even Marwin Gonzalez can play shortstop. We have three guys that can play center. You're talking about, you know, Mariznick. Beltran's played center, obviously, before. You've got Springer out there. So we have so many guys that are flexible that A.J., every day he comes to the park, he just gets to decide what he wants to do and look at what's the matchup against the team we're playing. And it's been fun to see. We've had guys all over the place, and what's great is this group of individuals, and you've been on some great teams, when they have a team-first mentality, not an I-me mentality, and they want to win, and guys are willing to do anything, it really makes it fun for the club.
Reed, you know, it's interesting. Dallas Keuchel has the 2 great years, wins the Cy Young, struggles last year, and now again this year he looks like the Keuchel that won the Cy Young. What's been the difference for him?
Well, he's healthy. I mean, that's really the thing. We went into this year with everybody was saying, oh, the Astros have to make a move for pitching, and there was lots of pressure around the trade deadline. And look, I can't say enough about our general manager, Jeff Luno, once again, because he went into the winter meetings with everybody putting this pressure on the Astros. Oh, we came out as the big losers because we didn't make a trade. And we did go into the season with both, you know, McCullers, Keuchel, and then Morton, who we signed as a free agent, as guys that were not healthy in the past couple years or last year. And so our thought was, hey, look, if these guys are healthy, we're going to be as good as anybody. And we know our bullpen was one of the best in baseball. And so Jeff held firm. We didn't make a move. And you look at some of the guys out there that we were talking about, haven't had the best starts, and our guys have really started extremely well. So, you know, knock on wood, it feels good that all those moves have fallen into place.
Reed Ryan, president of the Houston Astros, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. How good's the back end of this bullpen right now?
Well, it's great. I mean, we have three, potentially four closers. Davinsky had a two-inning save yesterday, and everybody's been raving about him because he's leading the league in strikeout percentage. He's striking out over 50% of the guys he's facing. But between him and Giles, who we know what he, you know, he throws really hard. He's got a wipeout slider. You've got
Harris. And he's using it a lot, too.
He's using it, and when he throws it for strikes, he's deadly. Harris was an all-star last year, and then Gregerson, who pitched in the WBC and had been our closer years before. We really have three, four guys that can close ball games, and we're not even talking about all these guys we have in the minor leagues that are hard throwers. So we feel like we have a ton of flexibility, and like I said earlier, it just becomes fun to see, you know, it play out every night at the ballpark.
Can it be a detriment, though, having that many guys who can close out a game for the actual guy who wants to close? Feels a little insecure?
No, because it's about matchups. I don't know if you noticed the other night, AJ brought Giles in.
Right.
We're playing the Angels in the eighth.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. Because that was the high leverage inning, and he can match up and say, what's this guy's strength? You know, we know Giles, it's the slider. You know, with Davinsky, it's the changeup. So he's able to look at the, you know, the pluses and minuses of each guy. With Harris, it's the cutter. A slider for Gregerson and say, hey, where do I want to use these guys?
Sucks to have options, doesn't it?
A couple years ago, we didn't have any options. Yeah, we were just looking for somebody that could get the ball over the plate. So, yeah, it's a whole different ballgame for the Houston Astros these days.
Well, you mentioned those options, and how have you been so successful, your organization been so successful with your farm system?
Well, look, you know, I'm giving a lot of praise to Jeff, but he deserves it. He was the farm director for the St. Louis Cardinals before he came over here as general manager. And our scouting director, Mike Elias, worked under Jeff both as a scouting director and a farm director. And so our guys in scouting, they do a tremendous job. Now, we also had a lot of picks high in the draft, and so that makes a big difference. If you look around, you know, Correa was the first pick in the draft. Bregman was the second pick in the draft. McCullers was a first rounder. Springer was a first rounder. And so those first couple early rounds are very important because that's where most of the talent lies, and you have to really get that right. And so our guys in scouting do a tremendous job, and Jeff Luna was able to make a lot of hard decisions back in the ugly years when we were losing 100 games to trade our players for either draft picks or prospects. And we were able to hoard those, and now we're developing them.
We got the president of the Astros, Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, in studio with us here on BN Sports, Sean Salisbury Show. And I know, as you stated, Jeff makes these calls, but mm-hmm. You guys talk all the time about this. Would you be willing to part with some of those great assets if you needed before the trade deadline ended or around that time, all-star break time? Would you be willing to, for a guy, and I won't mention names, and I know there's a big left-hander out there who's pretty good that people have talked about, willing to part with those guys if you needed that run in the second half of the season?
Well, I think no matter who you talk to, whether it's AJ or it's Jeff or it's Jim Crane, our owner, or you know some of the guys that work in our organization like my dad or myself, I think everybody has a little bit different perspective. But when your window's in front of you, then you really owe it to yourself and your fan base to try to do all you can do to maximize that window. So does that mean going out and getting that piece? No 2 years are the same. You know, some years 87 wins will get you in the playoffs. Some years you got to have, you know, 95 wins to get in the playoffs. So I really think it comes down to who are the teams, what do the matchups look like, where do we think we are when it comes to the trade deadline. But the one thing we've done with this organization is we've been very disciplined, and it starts with Jim Crane, our owner, that we have to slot ourselves into a different area than teams like the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Meaning big money franchises.
Yeah, we're going to have to grow from within, and we're going to have to supplement with free agents. And we kept telling everybody over this rebuild, that's what we were going to do. And then the last couple years, whether it was Rasmus or now Reddick or going out and getting McCann or Beltran, we've really walked the walk, and we've said what we were going to do, and we've done it. And so for us to make one of these decisions, especially if it's a lot of prospects, goes away from that plan. And so we really have to feel like that the risk is worth the reward, or you won't see us do those things.
Can we keep you for? Can we keep you
sure.
around for a few minutes? We've got a lot more baseball to talk. And one thing I want to get out of you is, do I have to come to the ballpark and listen to woo for four straight innings?
That has become crazy. So let's talk about that.
Well,
to woo
to.
Or not
I'm
to
trying
woo?
To
that
eat,
is the question.
I'm trying to eat one of my $12 hot dogs, and they're wooing Reddick, and what's he do? He homers, and then I got to listen to it for four more innings. I wanted to go kill the doggone mascot for no reason at all, just because of the woo. Reed Ryan, Astros president, will join us on the other side of this. It's BN Sports. We've got a great show rolling along. Stay with us. We're here till 7 o'clock Eastern on BN Sports.
The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Sure does. Continues right here on BN Sports. It is the Sean Salisbury Show. We're joined again by Reed Ryan, the president of the Houston Astros, and covering his team, but also talking kind of the overall scope of baseball. Before we do that, your son Jackson's an unbelievable story. Great, and baseball IQ runs pretty good in the family with pops on down through you and with your dad on down through you. But tell us about Jackson. I know he pitches, but it's an interesting story.
Yeah, so I have a 17-year-old son. He's a junior at Second Baptist High School here in Houston, Texas, and he has cerebral palsy, so he throws and catches with the same hand like Jim Abbott.
Right.
And it's just been fun for me to watch him grow up. He's always wanted to play baseball, and we sort of serendipitously found a way for him to be able to put his glove
explain
on.
Explain that to explain it.
Yeah.
And the people that are watching, tell them
he wears
visually.
A Velcro sort of a wristband over his right arm, and his hand works, but he doesn't have any fine motor skills, so he couldn't catch a ball and close a glove. So what we do is we cover his arm in Velcro, and then we sewed Velcro inside his glove, and so he puts his glove on backwards, comes set, pitches, and then takes his hand and rips the glove off. So
I get emotional.
Able to compete.
Yeah, I get emotional about that stuff. The first time you saw him do that had to be emotional
well,
for you.
So because I come from a family where baseball's in our blood,
right.
And my dad's Nolan Ryan, I knew pitching mechanics very well, and so he would throw with his glove under his arm, which was fine when he was playing first base, but it's closing off your – anyway, it's bad.
Your release point,
pitching.
Yeah. Right.
And so I had him pitching with no glove, which was better than doing that so that he could get out in front. And the umpire and the other coach was like, he has to have a glove. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. You can put one on him. He can't use it. So we ended up rigging this thing up, and had a guy on our team who was in medical sales, and he goes, oh, man, I got all this stuff. Well, and he came up with the idea. And so now I'm always on the lookout for medical supplies involving Velcro so that we can try to tweak our homemade invention.
It's an unbelievable story. I know you came here today, but you're going to go watch him. Is he pitching today? Will
so
he throw
he's
today?
A relief pitcher. He's pitched 10 games. He's on the varsity. He's a contributor. He's not one of the stars of his team.
Right.
We have a really good team. We won state last year. We have kids going to play D1. So he's a contributor. He has aspirations to play in college. I think he probably will get a chance to somewhere. You know, the thing for him is he doesn't throw real hard, so he has to be a strike thrower and a curveball pitcher,
right?
Which he's good at doing. And like anything, you know, whether it's high school or Major League Baseball, when you get your opportunity, you better perform. And he did that early in the year and earned a spot. And so I'm very proud of what he's done.
I guess you are. That's Jackson Ryan, and it's Reed Ryan, president of the Houston Astros, in studio with us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Switched to overall scope of baseball. Where are we on some of these rules, possible rule changes, and the umpires having mics so we can hear when they make a call and when they change a call?
Yeah, so first I have to say, since Rob Manfred has been our commissioner, he has not been afraid to try new things. And so hats off to him. I like that. Baseball is a game that's rooted in tradition, but sometimes we're just afraid to change and we're stubborn. And you look at things like the second wild card. That's been a great addition to baseball, the instant replay. It's been a great, great addition to the game. And so whether it's things like what was tried in the WBC with, you know, sort of the California or international tiebreaker where you're putting guys on base and the 11th or having the umpires have microphones, I think it's good to try all these things. And we can always go, you know what, we tried it, it didn't work. But if you're not trying something, you're never moving your game forward. And the bottom line is we need to engage younger people. It's why you're seeing so much emphasis on time of game. The pitch clocks that we have in the minor leagues at AA and AAA are great. They work really, really well. Basically, a batter has 20 seconds to get in the box from the last pitch. If he's not, it's a strike. The pitcher has 20 seconds to throw the ball, or it's a ball. He can always ask the umpire for time and step off. But the thing is we're asking for people to give a lot of their time when they come to a baseball game, and it needs to be under 3 hours. That's kind of the right amount of time for us. So I'm in favor of trying everything. It doesn't mean that we have to live with it forever.
We got an unbelievable Cuban, Dominican, Venezuela, flavor in baseball, and it's awesome. Japanese.
Yeah, very Pacific Rim as well.
Talked to Andre Dawson, Hall of Famer, and asked him why more African Americans aren't playing, and he used prices, expensive in inner city. How do we fix? How do we get? There's a generation missing of African Americans in baseball. How do we fix that, Reed?
So things have already been done. We were one of the first teams to launch an urban youth academy, which we have here in the Houston area. The one in Compton and the one here were the first two.
Compton, inner city, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
for people,
Los Angeles, and now we have them all over. But this year we're gonna. Well, I take that back. 2 years ago, we had our first college players coming out of there. This year, we feel like we're going to have a player drafted out of there. And so baseball's put more emphasis on it, and that means money. You got to put money behind it because this select baseball is expensive. These bats are $300-$400, and kids are traveling and playing tournaments. And so the commissioner has made this a priority, and you're seeing this play ball initiative that, you watch a lot of baseball games, you see the ads.
A lot of commercials,
and we're getting back out there. And the opportunities are there. So if you're an athlete and you want to make some money, or you want to get a college scholarship, or you want to play a sport for a long time, baseball is one that you can do that.
Reed, I'm interesting. Sean was bringing up some of the maybe rule changes. So call me crazy, but the automated strike zone. Any chance that ever happens, or is that just too outlandish?
I'm a purist, too, so sell me on why we should have that, not an umpire.
Meaning no umpires, right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's one have to have. And the reason why is, if you have replay and something goes wrong in the stadium, well, then we're just going to go without replay. Or if you have something where you have a clock and it goes down, then we're just going to go without a clock. But if you don't have umpires on the field and something happens, then what, you send everybody home? So I don't know that we'll ever get to that. And one of the interesting things when I first got this job, and this is my fifth season now with the Astros as president, I went up to New York and did a little bit of an orientation at MLB offices. And our umpires are graded every single night. Now, this is not public information. And like 2 days after they work behind the plate, they get a report. And they're being watched and graded all the time. And they're about 97% accurate for the season.
Are they
it's
really?
Amazing. It would blow you away at how accurate they are.
On balls and strikes,
balls
too?
Balls and strikes. But what happens is we made an adjustment this year at Minute Maid with our new addition in center because our camera angle was so far to the left. We were like in the last quarter of ballpark accuracy on our camera. And so you never really know where the camera's placed. And sometimes the strike zone is not actually what the umpire's seeing. And you can even see the difference sometimes when you watch the strike zones on the game.
Yeah, so like the K zone that they put on the TV, what you're saying is some of the times that may be inaccurate. So fans watching on their television.
You mean depending on the center field?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
or the camera?
I'm saying like on TV, when you get the K zone, a fan saying, oh, that's a ball because it's a ball on the K zone, but that may actually be inaccurate.
So the one from ESPN to Fox to Root to Comcast, they're all a little bit different program and they're running through the truck. Now, the StatCast that Major League Baseball does, and the track man that you're seeing now at most of the games behind home, the big black box, those are all fairly accurate. But like anything, radar guns or whatever, they have to be tuned and have to be maintained. And so, these guys do a good job. They don't miss that many. And it adds to the color of the game. We all like a little argument every now and then.
Yeah, I need to get a man with a heave-ho. We've got to toss him out. And I, for one, if they're getting a 97% right, Reed, I don't know how we complain about it. I don't know how we can. And we got about a minute to go. I don't know how we can complain about that.
Well, what happens is it's always the team that has the passionate fans that lose the game that are always mad about that, or it's the one big play. And for the most part, we've gotten away from the perfect game and the umpire misses it, and how in the world did he miss it at first base? Those kind of things have become less and less. And now when we have a replay, they can pretty much go any way. We've had two at home this year that we've lost out on that I thought we should have won, but at the end of the day, this is in super slow-mo, and they're bang-bang, and unless it's really obvious, I'm good with just letting the umpires call it.
Great stuff. You and I will talk about the Ric Flair, Reddick, Woo call.
We need to see how that goes, so let's. You gave me the early taste.
There you go.
We'll see where it goes.
Reed,
thanks,
pleasure.
Sean.
Great stuff. Great to have Reed Ryan on, president of the Houston Astros, and they're doing a pretty good job this year.